So welcome to today's daily teaching, which is the second day in the mini-series of Surrendering and Letting Go. If you didn't get a chance to listen to yesterday's audio, just go back and have a quick listen. It's actually only about 2 or 2.5 minutes in length, where I get you to focus on some area or some specific thing you need to surrender and also kind of maybe accept where it is at this time. So today is actually just a little bit more of an insight into what surrendering actually is and what happens through the process when we don't do it and when we can do it. So I remember years ago, just a quick little story, I remember years ago having a session with a lady who got me to do more of a meditation with her. And in that meditation, she got me into a nice deep state and she started to ask me a couple of questions. And I just literally spoke whatever came to mind. And one of the things that I would have had and still do in a lot of ways actually have an issue with is being able to release control of certain things. That can be control of doing things my own way or doing things because sometimes a feeling of control can create a feeling of security that isn't actually realistic. But we feel like if we're doing something, it can be an independent streak, or it can be that we feel unsafe in our environment or unsafe in our life or insecure in ourselves in some way, that we feel like if we're in control of things and we're dictating how it happens or how things end up, that we're actually going to get somewhere. And just on that as well, before I tell you the little story, when we're trying to always predict the outcome of something or focus on what we think it should be, one, we close down the doors for maybe the good opportunities that can come in a different way into our life. And two, we actually get quite intense. So I definitely would have found this over the years with myself, the intensity I would have had in my mind by thinking about how things should be. That can be as simple as how you think someone else should think or act or what they should be doing with their life to what you should be doing or what you deem to be the right thing and nearly want to make sure that the outcome is a certain way. And really, it's all rooted in fear, and that's what it's about. Fear of it not going right, fear of missing out on something good. And I do find as well, you know, with clients I've worked through the years, when there is that element of fear and they can't surrender to something, it does create a lot of intensity. And even in sessions with people, I can feel their panic and I can feel that intensity there. And it's a element, and I used to be really like this probably about 10 years ago, not as much now, but where I wanted to be in control so much around certain things, I got so intense around the outcomes that I just was blocking myself continuously around certain things, and nothing could flow and nothing could happen in the way, one, it was meant for me in a good way. Like, life is trying to bring you good stuff. It's not trying to keep it away from you, but it's how we, you know, perceive things to be and how we think about it in some situations. Obviously, there are certain things, as I always say, that are out of our control. So when I did this meditation with this lady, one thing that I saw was, in my mind, the image of a tap came. And I was imagining in my mind at this time, it was just this image that came through. You know, if you go into the bathroom, maybe after somebody's been there and you try to turn the tap on and maybe somebody really strong has turned it really tight. So I was imagining trying to turn a tap that was really, really tight and forcing it to come on to make the water flow. And in my mind, I could see myself doing that, and I could see that trying to force that tap and force the flow of water. Or what it was really, you know, mirroring an image for me was trying to force the flow of life. And then what I realized is that when I let go of control and I surrendered and had faith in things, that actually the tap would turn on quite easily and the water would flow very naturally, as water represents the flow of life and the balance of life. So what I found is, it was a really good kind of image for me to have in my mind, but I found at the time that when I was getting in a space where I was getting very intense, like sometimes I could have got so intense about wanting things to be the way I thought they should be, and not trying to be a controlling person, and that's not what this is about. It's just about being so fearful of something not working that we go into this need for control, that I would picture me turning the tap on and letting the water flow very, very naturally. And sometimes if it was very intense, I would actually go into the bathroom and turn the tap on, watch the water flowing out and saying, like, this is the flow of life that actually wants to come in. So it was a very strong image, and I suppose vision that I got in my mind around it, and something I found extremely, extremely helpful. And it might be something that you might find helpful as well. So when we learn to let go, we actually release the stress, because inevitably we never really are fully in control anyway. We're in control of our thoughts, but oftentimes there's, you know, serendipitous things that want to show up, there's synchronicities that want to happen, and there's things that are trying to make their way into our reality and into our life, that when we're blocking them with this element of control, which is the opposite of surrender, is control, we actually stop it from coming in. And oftentimes when I'm working with people, I nearly can see my mind around their energy like a steel wall where they can't get through it no matter what they're trying. So for you, when you think about an area that you can't surrender to, you mightn't actually think it's a thing of control. It could be just fear. It could be an emotional worry or concern that you have by, you know, really trusting. Because sometimes we can't trust that things are going to work out because we've gone through periods of stress, like I talked about last week, and we expect the worst and not the best. And if you didn't get a chance, go back and listen to Wednesday, Thursday and Friday of last week to learn more about that. And sometimes then, like I was saying earlier, we think an outcome should be the best way. One of the best things that I've discovered over the last year is that when we stand out of our own way, really good stuff actually shows up. The stuff that we're destined for, the stuff that will fulfill us, the stuff that we're actually, is part of our purpose and part of our mission to be here, let's say, in this reality, in this world, you know, actually can line itself up and probably come in better ways. So it's okay to have a vision of what you want and visualize that. The how part is up to, you know, a different energy, how it's going to come. You'll get to your outcome, but it mightn't be exactly as planned, or it could be even something better. So imagine that when you're thinking of control or an outcome, trusting and believing that things are going to happen in a good way. So when we try to control things because of what we think will happen, we actually are going into this place of control, which is completely rooted in fear. Control is also, as I've mentioned there, a result of being attached to a specific outcome, an outcome that we are sure is best for us, as if, you know, we always know what's best. So we do know what's best when we're completely in alignment with our gut feeling and saying, I am in complete trust and faith that this is the right thing for me, but I'm surrendering it to let it happen and to let it come in a way that's natural, free-flowing and easy. Not that better happen, that's the way I see it going, and that's it. I remember years and years and years ago having a client who was very, very set on a particular outcome around a relationship in terms of the type of person they want, the type of job they needed to have, the time frame they wanted to meet them in, and they were just very, very specific on that. And I've no problem with specifics when we're trying to manifest or visualize, but they were blocking out like every other potential type of relationship. Ones that I actually felt at the time would probably be very beneficial to them in their life. And I feel that that will have, you know, I haven't seen that person for years, but would have continued to be a factor in probably not getting the actual result that they want. Okay. So when we trust that we're okay, no matter what the circumstances that come our way are, we don't need to, as they say, micromanage the universe. We let go and we open ourselves to all these wonderful possibilities that maybe aren't attached to one right path. So you'll get to this lovely place, but things will show up. Like, I always have very specific energy around what I want to do with work in particular, and how I always saw my path around work happening. And I used to push for certain things to happen, of course, taking lots of action and putting things in place. But I was so specific in terms of how I thought it should happen. Sometimes the surrender is in the how part, how you see it all playing out. And at the start of last year, in 2017, a lot of things actually started falling into place without me actually trying. I'd set, say, the seed of intent around it, I'd put in a lot of action, and then when I just actually took my foot off the accelerator, they actually showed up, and actually a lot better. And I really remember thinking, everything's okay and everything I want is going to show up exactly when it's meant to be. I even know I took a break there 2 weeks ago. I went away for a week. It was fabulous. I came home last week and I had a lot on actually in the week in terms of clients and stuff. And actually when I was starting to come home, loads of people were cancelling their sessions, and I even had a few appointments I had to go to and they were getting cancelled as well. And I was going, God, what's going on? And kind of panic can set in a little bit of, God, is there something going on here? And really, it was just that I needed to recalibrate after the holiday. And I actually needed a bit of a rest. I have other stuff going on, that, you know, is taking up a bit of stress for me or a bit of my mind that I need to put focus in personally for me, and had an appointment around that. And I just needed to actually give my attention to that. And I did. I just went with it like I normally do now and not like I did before. The energy of surrender will actually accomplish much more in your life than the energy of control, which I mentioned a few minutes ago. You will actually, it's very different for each person, but you'll actually start to see better things will come into your life when you just trust the flow of that. So I found a little kind of explanation today of the art of surrender, and I just wanted to read this to you. So surrender literally means to stop fighting with yourself, stop fighting the universe and the natural flow of things, stop resisting and pushing against reality. Surrender is complete acceptance of what is and faith that all will be well. Even without your own personal input, it will be well. Take your action steps, have your vision, and go after what you want. But let the how part show up, you know. And this can be very difficult in times where something is completely out of our control. For example, if you want to get a new car, you know, if I save for this car, or maybe do extra hours in work, or I get a loan, I can probably have my car. Very practical. You know, if you're looking for, say, maybe a relationship or romantic relationship, it doesn't form a practical formula. You can go out there, you can try. There could be emotional blocks, energetic blocks. It's a bit different. Surrendering to what is, surrendering of knowing, I trust fully this is going to show up for me and the right person is going to show up for me. And I trust my own self in that. I know I've talked a little bit about in some teachings, I'm just entering into a time of doing some natural fertility treatments. And this month I'm gearing up now. I found out that there are certain things that aren't actually working for me and my eggs aren't being released every month. And I'm going to go through all these trigger shots to help that happen. Great, have a formula for it. But even funnily enough with the doctor, and most and this doctor isn't actually really just all about the medical side, even though I'm taking lots of medicine for it. They talked to me, he talked to me, I should say, last Thursday about surrendering. And he said, you have to surrender and accept whatever is going to happen. He was like, in terms of statistics, your chances of conceiving are really, really high based on all the facts here, all the stuff we can sort out pretty, you know, quickly. But he was like, if you get so uptight about the outcome, don't enjoy the process of it, you know, stress is going to stop it. And you hear that a lot around fertility. So one thing I've got to really work on is this. How do you let go of an outcome of something that you're actively taking action on? So I'm going to be taking all these, you know, injections into my stomach to make certain things happen to try and conceive. Of course, I'm going to be thinking about it. And that is the key. But I have to fully trust in that and fully accept it. And the acceptance part is very difficult. What if it doesn't happen? But at the end of the day, if it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. And me stressing and worrying about it is actually going to make it happen less and less. Okay? So I'm just going to read this little bit because I think it's really good what I found on this. It's not about inaction. It's about taking action from that place of surrendering and that surrender energy. If letting go of control and surrendering not only feels better, but actually produces better results, then how do we do that? So sometimes it's as easy as noticing that you're in control mode and choosing to let go. I gave you the analogy of the tap, consciously and deliberately shifting into surrender energy. It's not easy, okay? So when you choose to let go and surrender, you can visualize things turning around and you going in the right direction, the flow of life. You're being gently pulled along. You know, imagine yourself in a boat in water and your oars, and you're trying to like row the boat against like a tide. Now imagine yourself in a boat and you don't need the oars and you're just literally gliding along, simply breathing and saying, I have everything I need and all is well to get me to where I want to be. And sometimes it is harder to make the shift from control to surrender. And that is the part I'm going to talk to you about tomorrow. So today was, you know, it is a longer, so I've gone on for 14 minutes, a bit longer than normal. But I just want you to understand the concept, understand that actually putting so much focus into how something's going to show up, when it's going to show up, big thing with people, when is it going to happen? And I do this myself. Oh, I'm going to plan for it to happen in 2 months' time and it doesn't happen, whatever the case may be or whatever the situation is. So it's about fully trusting. It's a hard place to get into. it definitely takes practice and conscious intent around it. And it's completely okay to go into control mode. It's completely okay for you to feel negative. But then, like I was just reading to you there, it's saying, how do I shift into surrender energy? And it's like that very simple kind of phrase I always use. Is this going to bring me closer to where I want to be? Or is this going to bring me further away? Is worrying, being panicked, trying to control the situation going to result in anything good? No, it never does. And it's, you know, like watching a kettle boil, as they say, putting the energy, why isn't it boiling? Why isn't it boiling? And then you walk out of the kitchen, you forget about the kettle's boiled like 20 minutes and you have to go back in and stick it back on again. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I can let it go and it's going to happen. And a really good, just to finish off, analogy around this is about our breathing. So for example, as you're listening to this now and as I'm talking, I'm inhaling and I'm exhaling oxygen the whole time. Very natural part of life that we completely take for granted. It's just part of what happens. And actually in breathing in and breathing out, it is the life force of our body. Without that breath, we cannot actually exist. If you hold your breath for a long time, you won't survive. So you would never sit and think, okay, am I going to take another breath? Am I not going to take another breath? Am I going to take another breath? Where's the oxygen coming from? Am I going to... Imagine, like if you think about all the breaths in and out you've just taken in this 15 minutes of me talking, it's huge. But you're not sitting wondering. You fully trust and don't even think about it, that the next breath is there, the next inhale and the next exhale. And I suppose it's about trying to take that kind of description and really bring it into this energy of surrender. I trust that it's going to show up. Whatever is going to happen is going to happen. Yes, I take action. Yes, I move towards my dreams. Yes, I visualize what I want. I'm going to go back to the fertility stuff for me. And it's just a really, I suppose the reason I'm sharing it with you is, one, I know some people are going through the same thing who are members. So I'm happy to share my own experience if it helps. But two, I'm trying to give you something that is very much out of my control, let's say, and to show that it is possible to surrender to that. So one of the things I'm definitely doing is writing positive affirmations, repeating them, you know, having positive affirmations around my reproductive system, having positive affirmations of pregnancy, meditating on that, visualizing myself in that perfect state. So I'm not going to not do that. I'm going to do that to keep me calm, to surrender and say, I believe it's going to happen. And all these affirmations, visualizations and meditations, and seeing it like through that visualization so clearly in my mind, is what will help that surrender process. So it's something to think about. And I will be tomorrow going on to get you to look at a couple of questions to help you shift from control to surrender. And that'll be on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, I'm going to do a lovely meditation where I'm actually going to bring you into a space. It will be a longer meditation for 15 minutes, a bit quicker. Tomorrow's teaching will be shorter than this. This is very long. And Thursday's meditation will be about 10 or 15 minutes to actually help you imagine releasing this. So surrender and release. And actually years ago, it's funny, I put up a meditation on YouTube that I recorded back in 2012, and it was called Surrender and Release. And after that, I never actually put anything up until like last year, I think. There was this massive gap in years. And it's really funny that Surrender and Release meditation has had about 29,000 views on it, which is huge for me because I have such a tiny little following on YouTube. And it's amazing that one meditation out of other meditations I've had has had the most hits over the number of years because it resonates with people. How do I surrender? How do I release? How do I accept? And how do I let go? So I hope you've enjoyed today's teaching. Again, I know it's been quite long, but I do think it'll be beneficial as we move through the course of the week. And I wish you a lovely Tuesday and look forward to connecting with you tomorrow for definitely like a 2-minute or 3-minute audio teaching. Have a great day.